All right, we are live, Mason.
All right.
So today, everyone, we have a special guest. One of my friends from wrestling, his name is Mason. So, Mason, how do you feel that you're our first real guest?
I'm honored. I'm a really big fan.
You're honored.
Yes.
Okay. So, today we're just going to be asking some simple questions about your wrestling career and other things, just things along those lines, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to start out simple. So the first question is, how did you get into wrestling? So what made you start wrestling?
So I saw something about wrestling sign-ups when I was about maybe 5 or 6. And I asked my dad about it, and my dad told me he was a wrestler when he was little, so he said I should sign up. And I just thought it was really cool because it looked painful.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything that, when you first saw, is there anything that jumped out to you saying, that could be me, I want to do that?
Yes. What? On the poster, there was just a guy doing like a slam double. And it just looked so, like, cool. I thought I could be, like, so tough and be that guy. So that's kind of
got it. Very cool, very cool. So after your first, after your first year of wrestling, how did you feel about the sport? Were you shaky about it? Were you nervous? Did you ever, like, think that you didn't want to do this anymore?
Well, okay, so I went to my first practice, and I absolutely loved it. I just loved everything about it. We literally learned everything I wanted, and, like, it was awesome. And I just kept, like, winning matches, and I just started to love the sport. So after my first year, I knew, like, I loved it. I just wanted to keep doing it.
So how long have you been wrestling for now, exactly? How many years?
5 or 6 years.
All right. And so I heard that you qualified for states this year.
Yes.
And what weight were you going to be going?
70.
70 pounds. So is there anybody up there that you would have had in your weight class that you would have been looking forward to wrestling or were wanting to wrestle just to even get better, even if you lost? Or is there anything that you wanted to wrestle?
There's a bunch of people in my bracket who I was really hoping to wrestle, like Jonathan McGinty. He's a challenge. I just wanted to see what it'd be like to wrestle him again.
Was there anybody in that weight class that you have already wrestled before, so you knew who they were and everything?
I think there's about 3 kids in that bracket. One of them, being this kid from Edison, who I'm 1 and 2 with,
mm-hmm.
and Conti. I'm 1 and 1 with him.
So you know all the people. You know most of them, and you were okay with that?
Yes.
So is there anything that you're doing recently that you want to start getting into? Any new tournaments that are upcoming? Anything, like, big that you can say about?
I actually just got invited on a team to go to Indiana.
Oh, great.
King of the Ring.
Oh, okay. So when is that?
Beginning of July.
Beginning of July. And what team would that be for?
I don't know.
You don't know yet. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you excited for that, and how are you preparing for it?
Well, I'm excited. My excitement is through the roof because I've got to wrestle a tournament for mm-hmm. so long. And preparing, I'm just training like usual and trying to keep myself calm.
Mm-hmm. Good, good, good. So, what would you say your main year was coming into wrestling? Do you think it was last year or this year? What do you think was your main year that you knew that you could be something in wrestling?
All right, so this is actually a really good question because there's a really good answer. When I first started wrestling, I wasn't great because
mm-hmm.
I didn't have much strength and I got out of breath fast and my condition was not great. But when I started going to club, that's when everything changed. So the summer of 2019, mm-hmm. I went to club all year.
Yeah.
And going to duels, last year, 2018, well, the duels was not great. I lost, like, every match, and I did not, like, even have a spot. And this year, I think I went, like, 15-3,
mm-hmm.
pinning most of my kids.
Yeah.
So I think this, like, or last year's duels, or 2019 duels, it's just really when that was my year to like get better and just have everything. It was kind of there.
So that's when you realized maybe I could do something with this. Maybe I could actually become something.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I have a couple more questions. So what do you think your main accomplishments were that you saw? What were your main accomplishments of last year? We'll go from last year to this year. So what was your main accomplishment in wrestling from last year?
From last year, before I even qualified or anything?
Yeah.
I won my first tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I took first place, and that was super big for me.
That's when you realized.
After that, I went to a tournament before my birthday, and I won that too. And it just, that was a big accomplishment for me, knowing that I'm starting to actually win. And qualifying for states was probably either my first or second biggest accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Placing top three in the league tournament was big for me too.
Mm-hmm.
Not really anything yet. It's just kind of the year I'm starting to get into things. So I feel like either qualifying or the league was big. Oh, and I also got most improved wrestler for my town.
Oh, that's great. So let's go on to this year. This year was your building block for next year. This year is when you won most of your tournaments and you first qualified for states. Mm-hmm. Where did it come from? Because as you said, last year you were not the greatest, and this year you came out of nowhere and won most improved. You qualified for states. You did tons of stuff. Where did that all come from?
Okay, good question. So, when I was wrestling, I loved the sport, but I was also doing other sports, and my mind wasn't always set on wrestling, but mm-hmm. I just liked it. But as I started going to club and meeting new friends and stuff who are really good wrestlers, I wanted to catch up to them, and I just had so many goals, and I love sports that set goals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw there's so many tournaments and so many things to do, I thought, well, I just need to train for these. So mm-hmm. I've been training just for all these fun tournaments, and I just saw all these tournaments along the way, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to start training harder to get these. So
mm-hmm.
It's mainly about accomplishments.
Mm-hmm. So what is your main goal right now for next season? What's your main goal going to be for next season? Is it going to be place in states, make states, and win a match? What is your goal going to be? Place in the nationals, what is it going to be?
So, okay, placing in states is probably the biggest one for me.
Mm-hmm.
But a few little side ones are like winning the league, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a little bit better in national duels and stuff, maybe winning a few matches.
Yeah.
But probably placing in states, because that's a huge thing for me. Mm-hmm. Something important.
Yeah, that's just the big bounding block. As soon as you place in states, you realize I've placed in the top in one of the hardest states in the country. It's a big thing when you place in states and here in New Jersey. So you know that New Jersey is one of the hardest states in wrestling,
yes.
Right? So besides New Jersey, have you ever done anything in Pennsylvania or Virginia or Ohio? Because those are some other big wrestling states.
I'm trying to remember. I think I stayed in New Jersey, but nationally. Mm-hmm. I went to Wildwood, stuff like that. Maybe, like, on the coast of New Jersey, somewhere along the side. But I'm supposed to go to, like, Spooky Nook and stuff. But that got canceled. But I think I've just stayed in New Jersey so far.
Mm-hmm. A couple other questions. So, you were born in California, correct?
Yes.
So, how old were you when you first moved to New Jersey?
I think I was about 3 or 4.
3 or 4 years old. So you don't really remember much from when you were in California.
Not much. I just remember it being really nice.
Mm-hmm. So back to wrestling. Where have you ever, like, so in club, like clubs, when you go to clubs, how many clubs have you been to? Have you tried multiple? Have you only been to one and sticked with it? Like, how is your club situation going?
I've gone to 4 clubs. Mm-hmm. First, I went to a Wall Athletics, and that kind of just got me
used to what clubs do.
What?
Used to what clubs do? Like, that was your first building block as
a
club?
Yeah, it kind of just gave me a little bit more conditioning and just got me on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started going to Olympic, and I've been going there for the past couple of years.
Okay.
And I went to Iron Horse a couple times with Ryan just to, like, test it out and see how it is. But it's not, like, something I'm sticking with. And I only went to Bergen, I think, once, just for, like, a little clinic.
Okay. So I know that you have a couple of really good teammates, like Ryan Haynes, Anthony Casadania, some other teammates. I know tons of them from Waldwick did qualify this year. So who is your main practice partner in the practice room? Who is your go-to practice partner?
Well, if I was going to look for a practice partner, it'd probably be Ryan, because he's just amazing.
And Ryan Haynes, right? Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if Ryan either wasn't there or just had to go with another partner, I'd probably go with Gio.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, when you're practicing, what is, like, when you go live in a practice, do you try and, like, stay back and try and practice how you would wrestle in a match, or do you try different things and try and how you would not do in a match and try and see if you like that style better? What is your go-to practice live style?
Okay, so it kind of depends on the time period. If it's coming close to a tournament, I would wrestle how I would in a match just because I just want to see how my style was and test it out before, like, a tournament comes.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's, like, after a tournament and I have a long time, I'll try out new moves and, like, see what I can do. But, yeah, it just depends.
Depends on when the next tournament is.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have one or two more questions. When you qualified for states, what was your main reaction when you qualified and you took third in the qualifier? If I'm not mistaken, is that what it was? Third in the qualifier.
Yeah.
What was your reaction? Like, how did you react when you stepped off the mat? What was your reaction? Either in your head about what you're saying to yourself. Did you do anything verbally? How was your reaction when you realized you were qualifying for states?
Okay, so when I came off the mat, I was, like, extremely tired because I gave all my best for that last match to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just, in my head, I was just screaming, like, of excitement because it was my first time qualifying. I was so excited.
So, which qualifier was that again? Which state qualifier was that?
It was the third one, so I really don't know.
That was the one of McDonough, wasn't it? When the McDonough, the one you skipped McDonough and went to the qualifier, if I'm right?
Yes.
Do you think that was the right choice, skipping a big duel and going to the qualifier?
I knew it was going to be my bracket, and I knew I could win it, and I really wanted to go to McDonough, but I knew I would have done better at this one, and I wouldn't know if I would have another chance at a different qualifier, so I wanted to take the chance I got.
Because I remember me and my friends, we were at McDonough's, and we were watching your matches on the live score, because they didn't have cameras at the duel.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember watching and seeing you play. So we were all very happy for you.
Oh, thank you.
I have two more questions.
Got it.
So besides wrestling, do you have any other hobbies that you like to do? Anything that you like to do on the side, like any other sports? Or is it all wrestling and all things like that?
Okay, so it's actually, there's a bunch of stuff I like doing. But my mind's really, like, I mainly focus on wrestling. But if there's literally nothing, like, I'm in quarantine, just have to find something to do, I'll either skateboard, play guitar, or engineer.
Mm-hmm.
I love engineering.
All right, so this is my last question for you, and then we'll do a little sign-off, all right?
All right.
So, besides, like, going, you can't go to practices, obviously. So, in wrestling, because we are quarantined, what is your go-to workout that you could tell people to do, saying, this works, this is keeping me in shape, this is what I do to get stronger, even though we are still in quarantine?
Yeah, okay. So, actually, there's an app I use on my phone. It's called Deck of Cards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, you can select, it's actually called Sweat Deck. select a bunch of different workouts on a card, mm-hmm. and you press check, and you could do, like, how many cards, how many reps, mm-hmm. and you could do, like, how many times this card pops up, and then I'll say, like, a certain amount of, like, a number of the workout you want to do,
yeah.
and you keep going until you finish the deck. So it's really just, it's awesome. You have to do it as fast as you can, too.
So, is there, like, a certain number of reps you like to do in, like, push-ups and sit-ups? Is there a certain thing that you like to do? Like, is a number that you like to go up? And how many numbers would you recommend going up after, like, a week, after doing, like, 20 push-ups? What is your number that you'd say, go up 5, go up 10? How much numbers would you say?
Okay, so, I usually like to do it where it's, I guess, full. I like to go full-on, just, all max, because for a wrestler, if you really want to stay in shape, mm-hmm. this is the one thing that's going to get you. And I just went all in because I'd rather just do it. But if you're going to start slow, probably start with the 52 cards, 376 reps.
Mm-hmm.
And to work up, you're going to go 156 cards with 3,960 reps.
All right. Well, that's just those were the questions that I had for you. So thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and thank you, Mason, for being here. And it's a pleasure, and maybe we'll have you again once we hear that you do some more big things in wrestling.